NATO says it's reviewing all ties with Russia.
The accident scene tells the story. There it is.
Chinese ambassador tweeting.
Overnight, it was a joyride.
Ukraine has seen a lot of changes in a short amount of...
What should I listen?
We'll bring you selected and organized news from home and abroad, only on every Monday.
Good evening. Welcome to Weekly Focus with news around China and the world. I'm Wang Zipei.
And I'm Peng Xinzhu. Today is Wednesday, the 10th week of this term.
Coming up, Weekly Focus covering the start of Outlook talent competition.
Actually, I'm not really like going after something or expecting something. I just hope I can have some fun during the contest. And I think that's the most important.
Aircraft crashes in Sichuan province.
A local resident, Mr. Deng, witnessed the crash and called the police immediately. He claimed that he was riding past the crash scene at about 10 past 2 in the afternoon.
The Knife 320 Summit was held in Brisbane, Australia on November the 15th and 16th.
The working session on trade was one of the most productive of this G20 weekend. It saw leaders unanimous in their view that expanding global trade will directly benefit.
In comment on Beijing subway fare rise.
Since the government's announcement, a public outcry against the fare increase and the poor subway service has erupted.
And this is Weekly Focus. Hello dear audiences, welcome to Weekly Review.
First of all, let's check the campus news.
On November the 14th, the list of top 10 performers of Start of Outlook Talent Competition came out. Start of Outlook Talent Competition, which is regarded as one of the most popular talent competitions in Beijing, is the first big event of freshmen of CUC to get involved in as well. Now let's hear the voice from a performer to know more about this event.
On November the 14th, the list of top 10 performers of Start of Outlook Talent Competition came out. Star of Outlook Talent Competition, which is regarded as one of the most popular talent competition in Beijing, is the first big event for freshmen of CUC to get involved in as well. Now, let's hear the voice from a performer to know more about this event. Hello, and how long have you been practicing crossword? Is there any special training for the coming finals?
I guess I'm practicing for 3 years, but I had learned some Wing Chun when I was in 7th grade, and as for the finals, I hadn't made that much preparation, but I designed a new form of the performance, and what's really special is that I invited one of my high school classmates, this girl. She was the top three in Guangdong province's this Wushu competition. And I think that's probably the most special thing.
Why did you decide to join this competition, and what you've gained through this?
Well, first of all, the main reason is that since there's a lot of my classmates that's in the entertainment department in our student union, and they kind of like instigated me to take part in this competition. And second of all, I think it's pretty nice to experience this stage. And as for what I get from this contest, I think it's mainly that I finally had a chance to pick up the crossword again, which I hadn't touched for like almost a year since 9th grade. And the yo-yo, I haven't touched it for like almost 6 years, and it feels really nice playing with it again. What's more, I think I made some really good friends.
As a freshman of CUC, I'm really looking forward to the finals and wish you have a good result. Do you have any expectation for the coming finals?
Actually, I'm not really like going after something or expecting something. I just hope I can have some fun during the contest. And I think that's the most important.
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
The final is just around the corner, and I hope all the competitors can give us their best.
On November the 15th, a group stage of the debating competition of freshmen was held. It was between the debating team of television faculty and that of School of Foreign Studies around the topic whether joking history is beneficial to the history heritage. Our correspondent Yue Yunfan has more.
prepare for this competition, both sides of the contestants have paid much effort. What did they do for their final performance?
We spare no effort to prepare it and using almost our spare time. For example, occasionally we gather in a coffee house, have a face-to-face discussion with others, and then choose a better plan that we will use.
As we know, it's a debating competition for the freshmen of our university. Most of them are now on the way of learning to debate well. How was their performance? What should be noticed and how to promote? Let's listen to the advice of the judge today.
We know that you can get a lot of information by collecting data through websites and other media. But you should know that you cannot rely on the search engine too much. It cannot solve all the problems. The level of understanding and the thinking of the topic counts more. There are two aspects to be considered when judge a debating competition: the degree of confrontation and the sort of the theory. And in freshman's debating, expression is very important. When your thoughts cannot follow your expression, just slow down your speed of speaking.
Joking history is quite common in our lives nowadays, but how can we define the influence of joking history in the process of history's heritage? How to make your opinion more convincing?
When I got this topic, the first thing that came to my mind was, what is joking history? Joking history is to put history into drama. Whether the drama represents history truly is not so important. At least it can raise people's interest toward history. When you analyze the topic, try to think about how to make your topic meaningful and combine the historical background. As a college student, as a reporter, how can we inherit history better?
That's all the information I've got. Back to you, studio.
Debating can make our expression more fluent and clear. And, the most important, it can deepen our thoughts towards a certain topic. We're waiting for the days these freshmen become more and more skilled and thoughtful.
Okay, let's look at the domestic news. Aircraft crashes in Sichuan province. An aircraft crashed in southwest China's Sichuan province on November the 15th, causing 7 injured. 3 of the injured were in serious conditions. At around 2 p.m., the aircraft fell to the ground near a village in Pixing County, Chengdu City. The pilots had bailed out before the aircraft fell. The crash also led to a fire in a sales center. Witnesses claimed that there were sounds of explosions.
A local resident, Mr. Deng, witnessed the crash and called the police immediately. He claimed that he was driving past the crash scene at about 10 past 2 in the afternoon. He suddenly saw an aircraft flying above him, right towards the sales center. The plane flew very low and loud, and fell to the water tank in front of the sales center suddenly.
Judging from the pictures, experts said that the plane seemed to be a J-10B fighter, one of the Chinese main fighters. According to the crashing spot, the crashed aircraft must have suffered from an engine error not long after its taking off. J-10B fighter is a monomotor plane, thus it was not hard for its pilot to escape using parachute. The reason of the engine failure is still under investigation.
China launches new remote sensing satellite. China launches the Yaogan 23 remote sensing satellite onto scheduled orbit at 2:53 a.m. on November 15th from Taiyuan Satellite Launch Center. The satellite will mainly be used for scientific experiments, natural resources services, crops yield estimates, and disaster relief. It was carried by a Long March 2C rocket, making the 198th mission for the Long March rocket family.
At 2:53 this morning, China launched the Yaogan 23 with Long March 2C rocket. This satellite is expected to push scientific research forward, and it marked the 198th mission for the Long March rocket family.
China launches the first satellite in the Yaogan series, Yaogan 1, in 2006. Remote sensing satellites include meteorological satellite, Landsat and OceanSat, and Chinese Yaogan 23 is a meteorological satellite. Remote sensing satellite is a platform for outer space remote sense technology. Its orbit can be decided by human beings based on our needs, and it can cover a large range of area in any time. The Yaogan series have been making remarkable contributions to China's scientific study.
Okay, let's look at the international news. The ninth G20 summit was held in Brisbane, Australia on November 15th and 16th. The ninth G20 summit began on November 15th, focusing mainly on boosting the world economy and enhancing the ability of resisting economic crisis. During the summit, investing in infrastructure construction has been regarded as the most effective way to boost our economy. Earlier this year, G20 developing nations have mentioned that the GDP of the 20 nations should be increased by more than 2% 5 years later. They have decided to revive the economy through revolution.
The working session on trade was one of the most productive of this G20 weekend. It saw leaders unanimous in their view that expanding global trade will directly benefit countries and people right around the world. Trade is a key driver of growth, perhaps the key driver of growth, and we're focused on domestic reforms to facilitate trade, as well as the importance of a strong global trading system.
Also, G20 summit concludes with a consensus that strengthening the resilience of financial stability is crucial to sustaining growth and development. As for China, China and Australia will make more efforts to deal with money laundering crimes and recover the illegal assets of Chinese economic fugitives. President Xi Jinping announced that China will host G20 summit for the first time in 2016. China will be the second East Asian country to host the summit. The fifth G20 summit was in Seoul, South Korea, in 2010.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang attends East China Leaders Meeting. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang arrived on November 12th for a series of leaders' meeting on East Asian cooperation and an official visit to Myanmar. On China-Myanmar relations, he said the two countries are time-honored friendly neighbors and he looks forward to working with the Southeast Asian nation to further expand mutually beneficial cooperation in various fields. During Li's visit, the two countries are expected to evaluate their comprehensive strategic cooperative partnership to a new height for the benefit of both peoples.
We should speed up the drafting of the third plan of action to implement the joint declaration on the China-ASEAN Strategic Partnership for Peace and Prosperity and actively negotiate for a good neighborly cooperation treaty between China and ASEAN countries.
Li Keqiang has issued a new call for regional economy, integration and common development as part of a series of meetings connected to East Asia at the summit. The proposed treaty would create a framework and legal guarantees for the peaceful coexistence among China and Asian countries. Li Keqiang says China is going to work together with ASEAN to upgrade the China-ASEAN Free Trade Zone and help complete the negotiations before the end of next year. China has also offered loans worth over $20 billion to support infrastructure construction in Southeast Asia.
Okay, let's move on to Weekly News Minute.
Last week, the producers' conference of the movie Cong Cong Na Nian was held in 1,500 people lecture hall. Four main actors, the director and the screenwriter of the film attended the conference. The actors shared their filming experience and interact with audience.
After the final 10 competitors of the 5th Dream Factory were selected, they started taking photo shoot for the next round of competition. Last week, the top 10 had a very special underwater shooting in Phone Studio. In the swimming pool, they posed differently, trying to present their best image to the audience.
Beijing Environment Authorities released air quality data for the week of APEC, with PM2.5 levels dropping dramatically. In order to tamp down on pollution for the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum, Beijing imposed tight limits on car use, ordered factories and construction sites to close and declare a holiday for public sector employees.
China should develop a new generation heavy lift launch system that is even more powerful than the Long March 5, which is under development and will send the nation's main space station into orbit, industry insiders have urged.
Days after Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation meetings, Chinese President Xi Jinping will fly across the equator for ninth group of 20 summit. He will continue brainstorming with other leaders on ways to promote regional cooperation, achieve higher-level integrated development.
Japan has offered Myanmar $258 million of loan to help the country's development projects. The Japanese government envisions the loan will be used to improve infrastructure and reinforce the country's electricity distribution network, and also help lenders for small and medium enterprises.
Okay, this is the end of Weekly Review. Next will be sport and entertainment news.
So nice to meet you again. Let's go through some fresh sport news. The Confederation of African Football is reviewing possible hosts for next year's Africa Cup of Nations final after confirming that the tournament will not be staged in Morocco.
Senior officials at the Confederation of African Football meeting in Cairo have now focused their attention on finding a late replacement to stage the Cup of Nations. They seem determined to press ahead with the existing dates and have said other countries have indicated a desire to organize it despite the short notice. Several nations, including South Africa and Ghana, have already declined an offer to host the tournament. Morocco has been thrown out of Africa's biggest sporting event after it requested a postponement due to fears over the Ebola epidemic.
Pure white snow, red plums, Chinese drums and big smiling faces, but most importantly the list of winter sports sites in Beijing and Zhangjiakou, were to the fore at the venue of the 19th Association of National Olympic Committees General Assembly in Bangkok on Friday. It was the first official presentation to the ANOC by the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympic Games Bid Committee. Existing venues and strong support from local people were highlighted, as well as a plan to build more efficient transport links between Beijing and Zhangjiakou, the capital's neighboring city which will host some events if Beijing secures the bid. Barcelona forward Lionel Messi equaled the Championship League scoring record of 71 goals when he struck for the second time in the 76th minute of Wednesday's Group F match at Ajax Amsterdam. The Argentina four-time World Player of the Year matched the record set by former Real Madrid and an 0-4 striker Raul. Messi moved within one goal of the record when he headed home. Mark Bartra hooked cross after 36 minutes in Amsterdam Arena to draw a level on 70 goals with Real Madrid forward Cristiano Ronaldo. Australia has welcomed the idea of possibly competing at the Asian Games after Asian Olympic officials agreed to let Oceania and Asia join them in smaller multi-sports events. While there are no firm plans as yet to allow Oceania countries to compete at the main Asian Games, which are second in size only in Olympics, the Olympic Council of Asia, OCA, has now opened the door. Croatia held Italy to a 1-1 draw after drum on Sunday because veteran goalkeeper Gianluigi Buffon made a mistaken help. But their evening was ruined by their fans, who twice interrupted play by throwing flares onto the pitch. The contingent of around 5,000 Croatia fans stopped play for around 3 minutes after their team's equalizer in the first half of the Euro 2016 qualifier. Both teams have 10 points from 4 games and top Group H. The second incident was more serious and the players were let off the field for 10 minutes as more flares landed on the field, filling the San Siro stadium with smoke. That's all for sport, let's move on to the entertainment.
Welcome to the weekly entertainment. Stick to the channel and I'll bring you a terrific show tonight. To guarantee a clean blue sky during the APEC meeting, Beijing took a series of measures targeting vehicles from November 3rd to 12th. And thanks to the tough measures, air quality here did improve, leading Chinese citizens to coin the phrase APEC blue to describe the sky during the week in Beijing. But after the conference, who knows? So there emerged another meaning of APEC blue, fleeting beauty and happiness. Big news in the world of selfie. Researchers have confirmed that they've found the first selfie ever taken. This is true. It was from 1839 and it looks kind of rough. I guess the man in the photo said something like, camera up, and then had to hold the camera for like 15 minutes, and then took the photo. I think that's why no one ever smiled in those old photos. After about 10 minutes, they start to lose the smile, and by the time it clicks, they must be both angry and exhausted. On November 11, Shenzhen-based international giant Tencent released a statement against leading telecom operators with its international calling app for mobile gadgets. The app, WeChat Phonebook, allows users to make free calls through wireless networks or telecom operators' networks, send voicemails, and even make high-definition quality voice calls. So I guess there will soon be another inevitable battle after the whole Tencent vs 360 thing. This is a fascinating story. For the first time in years, Burger King has beaten McDonald's in sale, and they attribute it to their new offering, chicken fries. They say that's why they win, and also why today's McDonald's is offering burger shakes. Then what's a burger shake? Well, just take a burger and grind it up. Will you eat that? Oh, I'm sorry, I mean, drink that? Speaking of sports, Justin Bieber hung out with the players of Pittsburgh Steelers before their game on November 9th, and the Steelers lost. Yeah, apparently the Steelers were not inspired by his speech, "Win one for Bieber, do it for Bieber." So you see now, Bieber begins to lose his great charm, huh? On November 13th, about 64,000 high school students in South Korea are scheduled to take the Scholastic Aptitude Test that will virtually determine their admission to college. And there was also a crowd of students bowed and prayed for their senior success in the examination in front of the main gate of an examination hall in South Korea. So you see, there always exist people who are much crazier than us, right? The younger generation is turning off the traditional TVs and switching to online video sites instead. A late October report says hundreds of millions of Chinese, especially youth, are snapping traditional TV sets for online video sites. I think that's a good news for many teenagers, because there's now another excuse to ask their parents for more time in front of the television. TV's now in trouble, and I'm gonna save it. Now there's an app that can help you get out of the bad date. Have you heard about this? It's called Dorothy App. This is true. It's a small device sleeping in your shoes, and if you are on a bad date, you can just click your heels 3 times and the app will call your friends, send out a text message, or call a cab so you can escape. So next time if you're in such embarrassing situation unluckily, just scream to your date, "Look over there," and run away in the opposite direction.
Now let's take a look at weekly commentary. Recently, the Beijing municipal government has passed a proposal to raise the Beijing subway fare. This move has triggered controversy among Beijing residents. Our commentator Chen Zhuang and Wang Ruochen will comment on this issue.
The audiences, welcome to weekly commentary. I'm Chen Zhuang.
And I'm Wang Ruochen.
Ruochen, did you know the Beijing government has decided to increase the subway fare?
Of course. In fact, I was doubting the authenticity of it until October the 28th, when a public hearing was held to pass the proposal. And I noticed that after the hearing, different voices have appeared on the internet, arguing whether it is necessary to take such an action.
Yes, and the subway fare truly is a considerable matter because it affects our everyday life. According to the proposal, the average subway fare will be adjusted to more than 4 yuan per ticket, twice as expensive as the current 2 yuan per ticket. That means that I have to pay extra 4 yuan if I want to visit a friend in Renmin University of China. And even going to a movie at Dawang Road will cost me 4 yuan.
That's true. Since the government's announcement, a public outcry against the fare increase and the poor subway service has erupted. But I believe that before the judgment, we should analyze why the city authorities have chosen to raise the subway fare.
Well, I think two obvious reasons are overcrowding and frequent service disruptions. Partly because of the low fare, peak time passenger flows exceed the capacity by 144% on some subway lines. almost comparable to the most congested 171% in Tokyo. And since Beijing's subways constantly runs at its maximum capacity, safety and security concerns are widespread.
You reminded me of a joke. Many people say in Beijing you don't have to hold the handrail when you are taking the subway, because the crowd leaves you no place to fall on. What's pathetic is that this joke has turned into reality. Although the city's subway length has increased from 54 kilometers in 2011 to 465 kilometers in 2013, the overcrowding has still not been alleviated.
And what's more, I think we need large public subsidy to support the system. Cities like Beijing and Mexico City rely heavily on government subsidies and charge people little for mass transportation. Beijing underscores the public good nature of public transportation. That means subsidies are justified not only on grounds of public equality, but also on the social benefits they accrue, such as discouraging private vehicle usage and mitigating traffic congestion. Therefore, the large subsidy has drained the financial well-being of the municipal government.
I see, but raising the subway fare is actually a double-edged sword, because it can lead to increasing use of private cars and in turn make the streets overloaded, as well as resulting in serious environmental problems. So it is important to find a balancing point between subway congestion and road congestion.
That's a good point. To sum up, increasing subway fare is necessary, but the issue should be further discussed in order to fully prepare for the possible consequences in the future. Anyway, hope the action will present a cozy and quiet subway system to every Beijing resident.
That's all for the weekly commentary. Thank you for listening. I'm commentator Wang Ruochen.
And I am Chen Zhuang. See you next week.
Thank you, Chen Zhuang and Ruochen. We offer you some living tips at the end of our program.
Winter has already come, so be aware of the temperature changes during the early morning and night. Wear more to keep out the cold. Midterm exams are coming. Be prepared for it. Call your friends together to review for exams. The library is calling you.
These are the selecting news brought to you by Weekly Focus. Thank you for being with us for the past half an hour.
Next week, Weekly Focus will continue to help you review and foresee from Weekly Focus.
Focus is on China and the world, only on Weekly Focus. I'm Wang Sipei. See you.
And I'm Peng Xinzhu. See you.
Tomorrow, C-Countdown will wait for you on FM 89.3. In Top 5, we recommend different kinds of songs to you and let you enjoy the most popular latest songs. And in Moomoo Moomoo, we are sharing the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, which went out hot this summer. And we are not only sharing with you the interesting plot, but also the 7 days music. In this week's C Plus, we are going to share our own point of views about Taylor Swift. No matter you like her or not, I bet you're going to like what we're saying this time. Come and join us. In Classic and Classical, let us enjoy the song called Battle Cry, produced by the music genius Yu Jiabing. And new songs, new faces, focus on Tidal Wave, and we'll share with you